tonight on In the Studio with Sunny. It's Loudmouth Radio coming live to you, broadcasting from the Metro Atlanta area. How's everybody doing this evening? It's a little rainy in the Atlanta area. We're excited, though. We don't let the rain stop us from doing anything that we desire and want to have and do. I hope our listening audience is having a fantastic day. It's your host, Sunny, coming to you live. This is an exciting Wednesday night. I hope that everyone has had a fantastic day and that you have not allowed the clouds at this point to interrupt what you need to do this evening. It's a perfect time to get comfy and cozy, have dinner, relax, listen to Loudmouth Radio for the next 90 minutes, and have a great, awesome feeling from the joy and the sounds that you'll hear tonight on loudmouthradio.com. This actual show is being fed via internet at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. For all our people that are in social media, that's tweeting and Facebooking, and you're listening to us from the social network areas, make sure you tweet us at Loudmouth, LOUDDMOUTH, and use the hash mark in the studio. All right? We want to also thank our Facebook listeners. If you're on Facebook, please like our page, facebook.com/loudmouthonline. And don't forget, Loudmouth is with two D's. Awesome. We're going to have a great show tonight, just like we do every other night, you know. I'm a host tonight, but I'm always got my producer hat on. So I just want to take this time to thank my listeners that have been supporting all of our shows. We have some awesome shows each and every week. Monday nights, my guy, Roderick Watkins, he's doing his thing on the Universal Mind. All of our shows air at 8 p.m. Tuesday night, we have The Bare Truth, Love, Life, Sex, and Flowers with Miss Jazzy Jones. I want to make sure that you also know that In the Studio is at 8 p.m. on Wednesday. And Thursday nights, Night Talk Live with J.L. King. That's going down each and every week on loudmouthradio.com. And we're getting ready for our new host that's going to be coming in on the airwaves with us soon. And she's going to be doing Sounds Underground, which is Miss Sadiqua Blue. That's my partner. You're going to eventually introduce and meet her on air with us. We're excited about the development of things. And right now we're doing 4 days a week, which is a lot, man. It takes a lot. We're internet radio, but what people don't realize is that, you know, I'm doing program, you know, as a program director slash producer, and, you know, my hosts, they all are basically fulfilling that program development as well, because I allow them to make sure that they have good context of freedom to be creative. So they actually work very hard on picking topics, you know, getting their guests in line, and really pushing for our audience to have a great listening cast, you know, and having our guests be featured. And it gives them an opportunity to push their brands out, their business, whatever they're into, organizations, their causes, their loves, their hates. We put it all out. So if you're listening to us now, you can call in 347-826-7520. You know, tonight is going to be ultimately so fantastic and funny. We're on the air live, like I said, on loudmouthradio.com. But I definitely want to introduce you to, you know, ask you to come into our studio line, 347-826-7520. This episode tonight, we want to thank our actual media partners who are our advertisers. They have their own businesses in different areas. So I want to make sure I always give time and share recognition of them being a part of Loudmouth Radio as a media family. AtlantaCarFinders.com, specialize in providing you a referral source to help you get connected to a good vehicle. You can find them online at AtlantaCarFinders.com. Also, Fletcher & Sons Auto Repair, too, bringing the best of auto repair for foreign and domestic vehicles. Make sure you connect with them. They're right in the heart of Jonesboro, Georgia, at 7363 Terre Boulevard in Jonesboro, and their number for contact, 770-471-0116. And I tell you what, if you're a business owner, you need to have your business literature printed, you need to get some business cards, you know, these are the things that are necessities. If you own a business, you got to have these types of things, you know what I mean? So no other than Digimo Printing. They've been awesome. They provided us with a great theme flyer for each one of our shows. You can see them online at loudmouth.com and literally see just the format of creativity in your own eyes. eyesight. You can see it for yourself. So you can actually touch them and check them out on digimoprinting.com. That's D-I-G-I-M-O printing.com. And you can reach them at 770-406-2996. And I know if y'all been listening to me, I do talk fast sometimes. It's just the excitement in my voice, the momentum in my heart, and the eagerness to make sure that we're having a great show. So tonight, we're going to have some laughter. We're going to talk about some stuff. We're going to really get it in. I got multitudes of voices that's going to be blessing the line tonight. So if you want to get it in and talk to us, you know, your host, Sonny, I'm here tonight. Our guests will be on air, and as they're coming on, they'll introduce themselves as well, let them know what they got going on, how to find them, how to connect with them. So make sure you do so. Make sure you're paying attention and listening. Got your radio turned up on your phone, okay? Because, hey, we could be heard through your phone, on your PC. And each one of our shows after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is available for download. So if you are, trying to connect with us and you sometimes don't always get an opportunity to speak with us on air, you still can tune into the show, okay? For all my people that's tweeting and following me and stuff like that, you want to get involved in things like that, I hope that you're actually listening to our show. You know, it's all about, you know, blessing each other. You know, we're all a network infused. We're only 6 degrees of separation. There's not a real distance in the world. We're all energy. So I think it's important that you make sure that you're in tune with this. I want to make sure that everybody knows that you can find us at loudmouthradio.com. So that's LoudMouth radio.com. I'm going to talk about some hot topics. There's some things that's been going on. I think it's important that, you know, you keep abreast of things. Hell, you might be able to tell me something I don't know about. So I'm going to ask you to share your thoughts in regards to this. The topic tonight, I think, is going to touch some people that can relate to having circumstances where you've had to speak in front of a crowd. And because of that, you know, you've had instances where you may kind of have a moment where you kind of nut up. So we're going to elaborate on that topic and everything tonight. And I have a special correspondent that's going to tune in. I'm going to introduce the world to her as well tonight. So we're just going to have a good time. Now, before I get into my heavier stuff, I'm going to go ahead and kind of give you a little bit of a introduction to our sponsors, give you a little bit of insight about their promotions that they're doing, okay? So if you just bear with me for a second, I'm going to introduce you a little bit about some services that we got to offer.
Just go.
If your car is sounding like this, it sounds like you might be in trouble. You might want to contact Fletcher & Sons Auto 2 Repair of Jonesboro, Georgia, located at 7363 Terra Boulevard. Contact them today. The summer's coming in. It's going to get hot. You don't want to be riding in a hot car. Contact them today. Take advantage of a $75 offer to have your AC checked, charged, fused, and pumped. That's going to give you an opportunity to make sure you got enough Freon, make sure you don't have any leaks. That's what it is. You don't want to be around here because Atlanta gets hot. Man, have anybody listening? Have you been in Atlanta in the heat of the summer? That thing will have you could fry an egg on the roof of your car. It gets that hot here at times. We're going to pray and hope that this summer is going to be a little bit mild-mannered. But as you can tell, we've had some interesting things going on, so I can't say that may or may not happen. For my business owners, the people that's trying to make a little brand of themselves, give a Digimo Printing. They're offering our listeners the opportunity to get 250 business cards for $25. That's an excellent opportunity to get something affordable. You know, Vistaprint is an option, man, but I'm going to tell you like this. If your car look like everybody else's, how are people going to be able to differentiate who you are? I'm just asking, you know. Loudmouth Radio was developed off a platform. My company, Loudmouth, itself was started with internet marketing, brand development. So what this means, what am I saying, people? Make yourself stand out. take the time, invest in you. You can't expect for people to pay and patron your business and you're not making the investment in your own business. It just doesn't add up. So make sure you get something done that's going to make people remember you, allow you to stand out. If you don't know what our logo looks like, trust me, you see it one time, you'll remember. And believe it or not, for those who have not physically met me, that logo is actually my physical smile. If you check out our pictures and stuff on loudmouth.com, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, you'll see what I'm talking about. So make yourself stand out. Also take advantage of another promotion that they're doing for us, flyers. How often do you go to networking events? How often do you go to the grocery store? How often are you at the gas station? We walk past people all the time. Make sure you have some flyers on hand, man. Contact Digimon. Get 1,000 flyers. Plus, you're going to get 10 11 by 17 posters free to complement your flyer for $80. Now, the business cards and the flyers, very important. Now, design fee will be a little bit extra. You contact them about what you want, especially if you're trying to send them some kind of crazy-looking file that's not a good representation of your business. He'll hook you up. Just remember to let them know. Loudmouth Radio, you heard it here, you heard it live, and this is how you get those great promotions through us. So we just want to thank, that's our little sponsor break. We want to make sure our sponsors get their attention that's well-deserved. Now, let's talk about some things that's been going on in the media. You know, I hate to say this, that, you know, the Jackson family has already been impacted over the last few years, you know, with the death of Michael Jackson. LaToya Jackson got her TV show going on. She, you know, props to her, shouts out to her. She got on doing, you know, LaToya, and she's bringing her own little self out of her own little shell, and I think it's awesome. Janet, of course, done had another birthday. She done came up, met her nice little billionaire. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't Miss Jackson if you're nasty like she used to be. That's okay, too. But today, you know, it's been put out in the media, Paris. You know, unfortunately, this baby has had some things that's been going on. You know, first of all, you're a teenager. That's enough. But it's come to be said that she's had a situation where she's dealt with possible suicide. So we want to lift her up, pray for her, and hopefully she'll, you know, turn that corner and let her know that, you know, the world is going to have things that are always constantly come at you, but we're made, we're stronger than that, and we can prosper and persevere through things, and that whatever it is that's going on in that baby's heart, that she'll be able to move past that and move on. You know what I mean? Okay, great. So how about this? You all remember like about 2 weeks ago, it's been over 2 weeks ago, y'all can't sit here and tell me this lie. I didn't play, I played. The Powerball escalated, got huge. Okay, there's already a bunch of states involved in the Powerball. You know, they just keep adding states like every other week. So you wonder why the jackpot is rising so fast. That is because there's so many cities and states that's involved into this thing. So the pot done grew up to where it was over $600 million. So people been waiting. One ticket, Zephyr Hills, Florida. You know I used to live in the Tampa Bay area, so I had to start getting on the phone and be like, yo, I just wanted to see if people was going to answer their phone. You know, that's the first thing they do. They'll start, phone number done change. You start getting those, blah, blah, blah. You'll be like, I just talked to her yesterday. Those are the signs. You know what I'm saying? Those are the signs you start to see. There was a possibility maybe she won this thing. Well, long and behold, a sweet little 80-plus-year-old woman in Zephyr Hills came to surface with her son and a financial advisor in Tallahassee, claiming the winnings of the ticket. For all you folks, and this is the thing, Zephyr Hills is a small little area, small little city. You can snap your fingers, walk in and out, right? So pretty much, the natives say, ain't nothing going on up in here we ain't going to know about. So you know what started happening, right? Ticket went in, the numbers were broadcasted, and mama said, whoop! Oh, God, I can't go to bingo tomorrow. They going to know. So you know she got real quiet, sat still. She probably stopped crocheting. But what I tell you is this, that she was really diligent about making sure she had a financial advisor. So for all my people that love to play the lottery, I'm going to tell you, I got a family. They play, honey. They play. They'll play a lot. Man, when I tell you they'll play the lottery first before they get them and go to the bathroom, it's this serious. So, folks, you know, my suggestion to you is don't give up. There's opportunities. I don't know why it is. It always seems like the old people, they be hitting, you know. I just said, you know, I'm going to just try to start asking old people randomly when I see them in the grocery store, hey, honey, you got some numbers you want to give me? Because, hell, I'll say, give me your phone number, sugar. I'll call you when we hit. Because these old people, I don't know. What do you think it is, combination locks, social security numbers? What do you think they playing? Because they be hitting. Y'all know I ain't lying, people. Y'all know I ain't lying. You know for a fact that 9 times out of 10, every time somebody hit, they over 50, over 60. Be 2 steps away from it. I ain't said it now, but 2 steps away from it. I guess, does it mean you think her Social Security benefits going to stop? I don't know. These are just my thoughts. But, y'all, we want to hear your voice. Call in 347-826-7520. We're just having our daily talks here on In the Studio, our little entertainment tidbits and little moments of the hot topics of what's going on in the city near you. Now, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, Thursday we were broadcasting when we first started Night Talk Live. We started to initially start this thing at 10 o'clock, and then scandal really was an issue. So, you know, we brought our broadcast back to 8 o'clock, all our shows broadcast at 8. I don't know, anybody else having withdrawals, scandal withdrawals? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we can go online. You know, we can go to Netflix or ABC or something, you know, watch some shows. But anybody else having withdrawals? Man, you know, I'll be looking at the date, looking at the time, trying to figure out, you know, ain't no more scandals. So it's like, dang. You know, I just say, hey, if you like me, man, I caught up on season one by going to Netflix and caught up on that thing, man, and I was saliving at the throat every time a new Scandal episode was ending. So, you know, Scandal, props to Shonda Rhimes, she done brought network TV back on that. But, you know, hey, that's just on Thursday nights. So I don't know about anybody else, Miss Scandal. I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? They was having Scandal parties. Scandal paraphernalia, you know, y'all gonna look up Kerry Washington gonna be on Loudmouth Radio. I bet y'all be tuning in then, won't you? Hey, that's what's up. We are broadcasting live via internet, loudmouthradio.com. We have our chat open online. If you're gonna tweet to us, make sure you put that Twitter handle and use Loudmouth with 2 D's on there. Tweet so we can talk about some stuff. Tonight we're gonna really have a great time. We're gonna be talking about stage fright. And tonight I'm gonna have some comics on here that's gonna talk and give y'all the real deal on their feelings on this thing. And I'm like, you know what? I remember some times and moments when you could probably feel a little uncomfortable and you got a bunch of people looking at you and then you'd be wanting to start hitting little crickets and shit behind your ears. Okay, just wondering anybody else feel that way. But we are excited to be on Loudmouth Radio. Tonight, I'm going to ask you guys, I'm going to challenge you guys, you know, if you're brave enough to share some experiences you may have had where you've had to get up and do some public speaking or something like that and just froze. You know, it happens, you know, and you'd be surprised. You got people who sing professionally, get up on the mic, can't blow a note. You know, what do you think that whole circumstance, what do you think that's triggered from? If you've had this experience, we want to hear what you got to say, 347-826-7520. Now, I think that it's important that everybody understands that this situation happens to everyone. Nobody's, you know, obsolete from the situation of being nervous. Hopefully, even with my radio show, I broadcast every week. My hosts, they have their shows. I'm on the studio panel with the switchboard looking at things, and I get excited. I get anxious. I get, you know, a little bit of nervousness. You know, we had Coco Brown, the comedian and actress Coco Brown, on the show a couple weeks ago, and she made a very good statement talking about, you know, you never just feel like you've arrived. And it's like when you lose sight of the fact that, you know, your success and you're accomplishing things, you never want to get to a point of arrogancy where you just feel like, okay, I made it. Because when that happens, you can start losing sight of things. You know what I mean? You know, I've seen that Justin Bieber's had a lot of press and things of that nature in regards to different issues and stuff going on, from him to his security. You know, he had a incident where Keyshawn Johnson, that used to pay for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they both live in the same complex, and brother man had his little Ferrari, and he just zoomed past them, and they said, Justin, we need you to slow down, bro. This is a neighborhood. We got children in the area. You're doing 85 in a Ferrari. We need you to slow down, bro. You know, so, you know, my whole thing is stay humble. Don't lose sight of yourself. You know, don't get to a point where you forget what you're doing, and that at any given moment, anything in a shift can change. You know, a shift can happen in the air, so make sure you keep that on the lid. You know what I mean? Now, we're getting ready to bring in our guests very shortly this evening, and we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. So if you're on Facebook, you want to post something, you want to talk to us, go to facebook.com/loudmouthonline. You like our page, what you'll see is loudmouth.com there. You'll be able to go ahead and post whatever you want to post. We'll see your messages. We'll see your statements. We'll talk about what you got on your mind. If you're on Twitter, make sure you're tweeting us at loudmouth, L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H. And if you're going to also, if you're familiar with the hashtag, that's the little number sign, go ahead and put in the studio behind that so we know that you're actually talking in regards to our show tonight. Shouts out again to... I call them my media family extended. Oprah, Tyler Perry, they're doing their thing. Have and Have Nots has been doing exceptionally well. Like, I did never doubt it. But, you know, of course, that's how, you know, Hollywood and society looks at things a little different sometimes and sideways. But they're doing excellent with their new shows, Love Thy Neighbor, Have and Have Nots. Have you been tuning in on? Make sure you do. They're on tonight. They're on Tuesday nights. Great shows, good air-freshed shows to be able to see some refreshed comedy and drama. And Tyler's doing some things differently, so we just want to, you know, extend to him a awesome thumbs up for doing the work. I know Oprah's feeling like, whoo, thank you, Lord. They tried to doubt me. Everything you do, everything been done to me, already been done to you. Okay, I said it. Yeah, I said it. You heard me. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick little song break here, and when we come back, we're going to start getting into our topic. And we hopefully will touch something that maybe may give you a little thought and a little insight, give you a little thought of freshness in regards to maybe if you had this situation or incident where you had stage fright. So with that being said, we're going to commercial break. We'll be right back.
Your love is like a cobra on my heart. Your touch is like a cobra on my heart. Oh, your kiss is like a cobra on my heart. Oh boy, you are like a cobra on my heart. My heart was bruised, that's what happens when you use it. Ran
everybody, welcome back to In the Studio with Sunny. That's the new single, Cocoa Butter, NDRE. You know what, one of my hosts listening in, she said, yeah, you love playing that song. Like, that's my girl, man. Andy and I, we went to school together. It's an awesome single. I like the song. It's rich. It's sexy. So I play it. I can care who, what they want to say about it. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna admit, okay, I had a Mountain Dew before I got on air. And this is like this new Mountain Dew. I don't know if y'all seen it, but it's called Kickstart. And it's a Mountain Dew mixed with the orange citrus. It's an energizing orange citrus, and it's made with just the right amount of kick. So it's like 5% juice, and then it says caffeine. So you already know the caffeine is probably 5,000 in here. Anytime you see something that say caffeine ain't got no number on it, they done put some injection fuel in here. I'm gonna just tell y'all that. So if y'all notice, if I'm just like, this is the reason why I had a Mountain Dew Kickstart. Yeah, I admitted it. All right, and we just want to thank our sponsors tonight, AtlantaCarFinders.com, Digimo Printing, and Auto Fletcher's and Sons Auto 2 Repair. And also we want to make sure that we interject our other media partner and announce on air to make sure that if you have a birthday coming up this week, take advantage of our opportunity at Frank Ski's right in the heart of Buckhead. And you might want to try to get on this as soon as possible. It was announced to us yesterday. Today is Wednesday. People act fast, people. So I'm going to tell you this. If your birthday is this weekend, you might want to go ahead and jump on this. You want to contact Janet at frankskis.com. Franksky is giving away 10 VIP sections, champagne, and a guest list. So if you got a birthday and you can prove it, don't be over there make up some documents and stuff like that, because they will, they're going to check it. You know, especially if you messed around, put your birthday wrong, and then you end up being under 21, you're going to screw yourself. So you might want to be honest. Get somebody whose real birthday is this weekend as of legal age that can go and party at Frank Ski's. Okay? So that's what's going on. So contact Janet. You want to send her an email at frankskis, FrankSkis.com. All right, wonderful. Everybody's back on In the Studio with Sunny, and we're talking about stage fright, and we're going to have some comics coming up in this thing. And speaking of which, I'm going to introduce my special correspondent tonight. I'm going to bring her on air, and she goes by the name of Julie Osborne with Joe, which stands for Julie Osborne Entertainment. Jules, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. I'm laughing
What's
at you, son.
What's happening?
I want to know why so you drinking liquid crack and apple juice.
I'm just saying, dog. Let me tell you something. Look here. I went to Walmart. The rain was. Let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna share this with my family because I'm transparent like that, Jules. Let me tell y'all. I went to go meet one of my clients. Right. He said, "Well, I'm close to Walmart." So I pulled over to the Walmart. We're in the middle of the parking lot, dog. And my window was down. My driver's window, right? Dude. So we got out of the car. We talking. And I was right. You know how Walmart got the gas station pumps? And they got the, mm-hmm. The stuff be outside. They have the drink machines. You know, all the little stuff be outside in the row. So mm-hmm. I walked over there. I had no intention. I didn't even know about the drink. You heard me talking about the drink, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. So walked on over there, right? I was going to get some change because it's change. We actually looked like we was doing a drug deal, but we wasn't. I'm just telling you. So I walked over there to go get some change. And so I looked to the machine, to the right, and then it was like these Mountain Dews up there. And I was like, I saw another Mountain Dew can. I was like, dang, this thing looked kind of cute. It was orange. It was, kind of like looking at me, like it was waving and whatnot. So I looked. I was like, dang, what's this? So I was like, this is kind of interesting. So I went on ahead and bought it. I was like, well, I'll take a chance. You never know how something's going to taste. You know what I'm saying? I said, I'm going to give Mountain Dew a little bit of play. Because I really wanted a Mountain Dew, but I saw the Mountain Dew with a twist, so I was like, I'm going to go ahead and get that Mountain Dew. Dude, I walked up, went on ahead, shopped out. So I started drinking this thing, went back to the car, Jules. How about my car wouldn't start? So then I went ahead, took the can, hit it on the battery, because what happened, the cable battery had came up. Like, the little part that be holding on to the positive and the negative?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? That had came up. Yeah, so I couldn't start. Like, the car wouldn't start. And then it was raining, so the rain was coming in the window. And then, my client, he a mechanic, so he had let up the thing. He went up under there. He was like, I need something to hit it back. So I gave him the can. So he took the can, hit it back down, then my car started. So then I started drinking it. So it's like it just not hit me. Can you tell?
Sonny, I want your viewers to know that you cannot buy sodas from your crack dealer. You cannot do that.
I'm just saying, but wait a minute. And I had real coffee. I had drunk some real coffee, and then I forgot I bought this, so I drunk this too, and it was good.
This is a public service announcement, so do not buy soda pop. You went to Wawa to get you a cold pop. That's what happens.
I'm
when you go to Wawa to get you a cold pop.
You know, I forgot pop. I'll be saying, man, I went home and they be saying pop, and I'll be like, what? And I say soda. They be trying to give me some Arm & Hammer. You see how that kind of bullshit be going on? You know, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. While you take a minute,
I want to thank you for having me on the show. But I have been getting hits from all types of comedians that said they have gotten online. So you got a lot of folks waiting to talk to you.
Well, they
got to
call in,
fight.
Man. Let me tell them the studio number. 347. Huh?
Tell them the number.
347-826-7520. That's the number to call in. Man, Jules, so let's get back to you for a second. Jules, my homie, you've been doing your thing. You do a show at MSR, which is my sister's room in the Metro Atlanta area, one of the oldest established lesbian bars. They're still doing their thing in Atlanta. Shouts out to MSR. Shouts out to Jewel Osborne Entertainment. Tell them about yourself, babe.
Yes, I've been doing the comedy shows at MSR for like the last year and a half. So the focus is to provide comedy shows comedy shows and entertainment to the LGBT community. But the cool part about it is that I've had a host of straight comedians that come out, perform for the gay folks. The crowd is typically, you know, gay, but mostly, you know, lesbians. However, the comedians are typically straight, and they love coming to perform for the ladies. We've been having some men that have been coming out to support, you know, the events. But I just really, you know, people got to come out, man. It's just a good place to laugh, get your eat on, get some cocktails, good music, just a laid-back atmosphere. And what I love about it is that the comedians are so diverse. We have white folks, black folks, straight folks, gay folks, just all kind of crazy folks just making you laugh. And
yeah, man, you know, I came out. Jazz and I, we came out, and we saw you. We saw Sue Ryerson. I think Sue's going to join us on the call tonight, too. That night we were at Jay's.
Sue was taking a nap. Sue was old, and she's probably taking a damn nap.
Stop talking about my dog, man. Normally Sue calls in and listens in to our show. She's a faithful listener. Now, if she ain't take a nap earlier, she might be sleep like shit. Now, Sue, you are listening to this. Jules threw you under the bus first. I'm just saying that now.
Yeah,
because
she's going
to
get me when she calls in. She's going to get me when she calls in. No, ma'am.
Heck yeah. Sue is, hey, that's my dog. Sue, old school boy. She had them jokes. You have to be sitting there. You better be paying attention and listening and thinking, because damn it, man. They'll be like, whoop, did you catch that? Yeah, I called you better. You better stay with it. Man, we got the lines are lighting up, man. I don't know. I don't even know who I want to bring in first. Everybody's sticking.
Well,
okay, if you're on the studio line.
Go ahead, babe.
I was just going to say, if you're on the studio line and you want to talk to us, hit the number one on your keypad. Go ahead, Jules.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, that's actually how I started the whole Jewel Osborne Entertainment. I was out doing some open mics, and the stage fright was intensified for me because, you know, I was performing in an environment that was, you know, predominantly straight. And so I was really, my stage fright was just on 10,000 because I said the worst thing that could happen is that somebody's going to call me, you know, dyke lesbian or call me out on stage. And so I was more worried about that than I was just my set and just telling jokes. And then what I started to realize is that no matter what your gender is, what your background is, who you are, all the comedians that go up on stage, that stage fright is there because there's a need and desire not only to be funny but to be, you know, liked and appreciated by the audience.
There's nothing
worse than having a craft that you're working on and a desire to do something, and, you know, the fear or the fright, you know, gets in the way. So I wanted to just, I knew that if I had my own, something that I own my own, I can create the energy and the pulse of the room. And so it really sets the pace for people to come and hear comedy and not feel like they're going to be attacked. And also for the comedians to come and tell their jokes and feel safe to be vulnerable on stage. So,
right, and
you know
they got a safe place to be.
Yes, that's really important when you are, you know, fairly new to the game. And I'm still fairly new. I'm just, I'm really about to get out there.
How long you been at MSR now?
I've been at MSR for a year and a half. And I got a shout out to Jen Chase and Jamie Atlanta for supporting me and the entire crew at MSR. I mean, it's really cool because I have the comedians come up to me and they love performing at MSR because no matter if you have an urban kind of style of comedy or if you have this whatever type of your style is, if you have the joke, punchline, joke and all that, whatever the style is, they all enjoy coming there because people just want to hear jokes, man. They just want to laugh. They just want to have a good time.
That's what's up. And this is what I want to do. I'm going to go ahead and start bringing in some of our folks. I got people sending messages on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm trying to get everything in together. Let me see. We got quite a few people here. Let's bring some hands up in here. And let's see. I'm going to bring a few people in at a time. And listen, guys, if y'all bring you in, try to minimize the background noise behind you because somebody right now breaking in somebody's damn car. You hear that? Somebody breaking in somebody's shit. Don't be calling in on the show, man, or breaking in somebody's car at the same time. What the hell?
Yo, man, we know how to multitask. We structured artists, baby.
I'm so sorry. We can't go out there no more.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is this Gina?
Hello. First of all, yes, this is Gina, and y'all judging me because I'm at work sneaking in the back, trying to go out the back door and talk to y'all, and the alarm goes off on me.
You done set the alarm off. They think they're getting robbed.
I
didn't
set the alarm off. I at work at Friday. Look, she can't even fix the door because I messed up. Trying to call y'all.
God.
Well, hello.
Welcome to the show, Gina. Who else are made live? It's like three or four other people that's right here with us. Who else is on the live with us now?
I don't know. This is AK. Can you hear me?
What's up, AK? Welcome to In the Studio with Sunny. Who else on the line with us?
Katrina.
Hi, this is Katrina.
Katrina.
How are
Katrina
you guys doing?
Happy in a mug. Oh, my God. And then
Katrina is happy.
Got?
Oh,
ain't she happy? What's up, Katrina? Let me see who else we got here. Welcome to In the Studio with Sunny. You live?
I think Kelly's here too.
Hello?
Hey, who's that?
Oh. Yeah, that's Kelly. I'm too close to Kelly, so I'm gonna move away from her.
Okay. It sounds like they dropped the phone when the police came.
Who was that just came in on the line? Somebody said it was close to Kelly, and it was a male voice.
Yeah.
No, that's me. Me and Kelly are at the same show, but you just going to hear us back and forth. It's going to sound crazy. I'm moving away.
Okay. Is this AK? Yes.
Well, y'all have to hold on for Mika Table 73 need they drink.
Oh, hell. Can I tell y'all something? We got comedian Gina G on the air. This crazy fool go to her shows, leave work in her Friday's uniform, come and do a set and leave. You know what I'm saying?
Sonny. Hey, you want to throw some questions at Kelly because she's got a set to do on stage here soon and she wanted to hop on and represent the Caucasian.
Hey,
y'all
hold on for me.
Okay.
I'm waiting to get on stage, so I'm going to have to leave probably in about the next 10 minutes also. But
well, Kelly, come on. Share a little insight with us. What's going on? Have you had personal experience with stage fright?
Very personal experience. I absolutely have. Sometimes when you're waiting to go up and the show's going very well, that can be extremely intimidating. And then when you are waiting on a show where everyone's bombing, that can also be, or that there's a lot of hecklers. That's probably the situation I am at stage fright.
Gotcha. And, you know, you made a very good point. Being on stage and waiting, that alone kind of plays with your nerves as it is.
It does.
How long have you been doing comedy, Kelly?
Well, I've been doing comedy for a little over 4 years. I did improv for 3, and I've been doing stand-up for the last 15 months.
That's what's up. Now, where do you perform at?
I perform in any room I can get into in Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, so you're Atlanta-based. Where are you from originally?
Yes. I grew up in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, Duval. Okay.
Yeah, Duval County.
That's right. So, Kelly, that is awesome. So, how can we find you? You on Facebook?
Yes, I'm on Facebook, Kelly Stillman. I'm on Twitter. It's Dresses Girl. I, like I said, I go up all over Atlanta, any room I can get into.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, thank you so much in regards to that. So you got a set. Where are you performing at tonight?
Tonight I'm doing two back-to-back sets, Reroz and Bone Lick.
So you say you're going to be on the strip? You on the stripper pole doing it where?
Yeah, I'm slinging some jokes at the Irish pub Reroz, and then I'm going to a barbecue joint at 10 called Bone Lick, where we get half-off food and two free drinks. So that's the place a broke comedian to be.
I don't know, that's right. You get to drink on and smack on your fingers at the barbecue.
They got the two free drinks because I didn't get any drinks last time I was there.
Yeah, you get two free drinks and half-off food.
Awesome.
But
so
I usually get my mac and cheese for free.
Who's that co-star right there talking to you, Kelly?
That's AK. We're going up on the same show tonight.
Awesome. AK, give us a little insight on your, have you ever had stage fright, and what was that experience like?
I used to have the worst stage fright when I first got started, and my mouth would dry up, and my mind would go blank, and it was so bad that I would go through the whole thing and completely forget what I said. Like, I have no clue. Now it's not so bad. Now, every now and then I get a little nervous if I have to start the show and the crowd doesn't seem into it. But that's not really stage fright. That's just, I don't know what you call that. Let's see. I don't know, like, real stage fright, I kind of don't really get that anymore. But I got it real bad in the beginning. You know what? When I had to perform in front of my teacher, the person who taught me how to do stand up in New York, I would perform all over the place, big crowds, small crowds, didn't matter. But for some reason, whenever I went up in front of her, I got extra nervous. But I think it was just because I really wanted to impress her. That was it.
So you putting that pressure on yourself, really and truly, right?
I put that pressure on myself, but I tell anybody that's worried about having stage fright, I tell them don't do stuff like drink, you know, before you go up. That's not going to do it. That just makes you sound stupid when you get up there. Don't smoke, you know, a joint, you know, 5 minutes before you go up there, because that's not going to help you. You're going to run into the same issue. You're just going to sound crazy. The only way to get over stage fright is to keep going up on stage.
That's what's up. So I'm going to tell Kelly and AK, make sure if you're not already, I know a lot of us are already Facebook friends, but to our listening audience, make sure you tweet at Loudmouth, LoudMouth. And when you tweet, you know, make sure you say I'm on air so we can make sure we share you guys out to our listening audience. And you can use the hashtag in the studio so we can make marks of you guys being on the show, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, you guys stay on as long as you can. Thank you guys.
Okay,
Gina back. Did she drop her order?
I don't know. See, is Katrina still on the line, Sonny?
Yeah.
Hello, can anyone hear me?
Hi. Yes, I'm on.
Hey, Katrina.
Okay. Hey, Katrina.
Hi. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so happy to hear women doing this thing, putting this together. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, honey. I tried to be a stripper. That didn't work. I had to kind of stop. I fell off the pole really hard one night, and I just had to kind of cut it short. So I had to do something. You know what I'm saying? Anything that didn't require me to have to hold on tight. So tell us about you. Tell us your name. Where you from? Have you ever had experience with stage fright?
Absolutely. I'm dealing with stage fright right now. The gas bubbles are really, that's how my stage fright goes. My stomach starts hurting pretty bad. And so I have to hold it in. You know, is that TMI? I'm sorry, that's too much information. But my name is Katrina. What else do you know about me? I'm actually in Philadelphia right now. I'm ready to get on stage at this comedy spot called the Comedy Cabaret.
Okay, you're in Philly? You said you're in
Philly?
Yes,
I'm in Philly.
Okay, where are you doing your set at tonight?
It's called the Comedy Cabaret in Northeast Philadelphia.
All right.
And it's a good spot. It's a good room. So I'm standing outside. I'm sorry. Cause I'm number 13,
cool.
So I think they're coming up soon, but yeah.
Wow. You're number 13 on the show tonight?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, that'll make you scared as hell. So tell us, have you ever had an experience of stage fright? How long have you been doing comedy, first and foremost?
Well, to answer your first question, I always deal with stage fright. It's very rare that I'm not scared before I go on stage. And we can attest to it. The way I deal with it is I just write and rewrite my jokes over and over and over again. And I try to just focus on that. Kelly, is that her name who was just on?
Yeah, that was Kelly.
Uh-huh. Yes. Hi, AK, how are you doing? I miss you.
Hey, Katrina.
Hi. She was absolutely correct. I mean, it goes both ways, right? So if the show is going really good, that can be intimidating. You know, and then if it's bombing, then you feel the pressure. At the end of the day, you just have to, it's all mental. I don't know, that's how it is for me personally. I just try to be confident, but it's really hard when you're trying out new material. Like tonight, I'm trying out some new jokes. So we'll just see how it goes and, you know, get
okay,
a try.
So awesome. Let me ask you this, too, because you hit on something. Do you believe that a lot of the pressure that may equate to some of your feelings of stage fright can be because of the comedy before you? Anybody?
Some of it, yeah. I mean, I think it's a lot of different factors. It can be the comic before you. It can also be the audience. I try to read every audience. So sometimes I've gone somewhere and I have a set in my mind and I get there and maybe I'm thinking, this might not fit the demographics, so I got to hurry up and try to rearrange some things or, you know, make it relevant.
Okay.
So it's a lot of different.
Okay. Now, do you do a lot of urban comedy?
Like, thinking about what Katrina said.
Is that AK?
Nervous. Yeah, I'm always really concerned when like, everybody's not doing well. Like, that throws me off.
Oh, wow. So the energy of the other comics is going to start playing on you.
Well, it's not the comics, because I can see comics, you know, who I know they deliver the same way each and every single time. And it's, and you can tell it's the crowd, like the host can't get him involved, the opener can't get him involved, like they're just, it's like they're emotionally fighting the show that they paid the show up to go to, you know? And it's like, are you kidding me? All right, we're going to go ahead and fist fight our way through this. And but that's not stage fright. That's the energy when you meet down, which I have to fight through. Actually, you know, some people don't like going up after someone who's done really well or going up after somebody who's like a really big name, but I actually prefer that. Like, I like going either when somebody was really bad, because I see that as an opportunity for me to, like, just demolish it because their expectations are low, or if the person did really well, as long as the host doesn't... Yeah, as long as the host keeps it moving and doesn't throw off the energy. But if I get on stage right after somebody kills it, I feel like I can ride that out and do well. So that takes my brain out of the possible stage fright.
Okay, awesome. I don't know, AK, if it's you or Kelly. I know somebody said they were outside. There's a lot of feedback. So if you can get away, if you can, in a little cubby where the street is not so close to you or, you know, a lot of traffic isn't behind you. It would be helpful because you're saying some really good stuff, and I want to be able to make sure that everybody can hear you. And, you know, is Katrina still there and Kelly still there too?
Yes. Sorry, that was
okay.
Probably my
I had
fault.
Somebody else in the background that said, can you hear me? And I know I heard
sorry.
Her as a gentleman. Who else is on the line with us?
Can you hear me now?
I've been hearing you. Who is this, sweetie?
It's Brent Starr.
Hey!
Who do you think you are? Say what?
Y'all are saying some really good stuff. Y'all are saying some really, really good stuff.
Awesome. What's up, Brett? Welcome to In the Studio with Sunny. How's it going?
I'm doing good. How are you?
You're doing good. You're on the air with Sunny and Julie. Julie, you still with us?
I am still with you guys. I'm just back to the
back door. On the phone. Let me, Brent, how do I get on No Live Animals? What is the vetting process that is required to get on that show?
On what show?
On the No Live Animals show.
Well, you can't, because No Live Animals that has changed. It's now going to be called the Brent Starr Variety Show, and it's going to be once a month.
Aha.
Okay.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and that's brand new news. So you heard it first on this show.
You heard it live on Loud Mouth Radio first. Wow.
And you have to stay track of one of those confident.
Okay, somebody's
breaking up really bad.
You're breaking up real bad. Right. Yeah.
I have to run, y'all. Can I? This is Katrina. I'm sorry,
okay.
I got to go back to five. But it has been
Katrina.
So awesome talking to you. Yes.
I miss you, buddy. I miss you, little sister.
I miss you too. I'll be in Atlanta soon, so Julie, I will let you know because I have to stalk you and everyone else. Brent Star, I love you. I miss you. Maybe we can have children one day.
I miss you
too. AK, miss you.
Yes,
love you, guys.
Same to
awesome.
You.
Thank
right,
you.
Thank you
so
guys.
Much for joining us. Now,
no
who
problem.
We
have
to have a
night.
Few people on the line. Thank you, sweetheart.
Bye,
you guys
Katrina.
Are live with. You guys are live on In the Studio with Sunny, and we have some awesome people on the line with us. My special correspondent, Julie Osborne, is on the line.
Hey,
we got
hey.
Comedians. Hey, hey, hey. Katrina Braxton's been on here. Kelly Stillman, Brent Starr, AK, where you at?
Right here.
Right there. We're supposed to be really, I think this information is going to be very insightful for a lot of people because I've seen instances, and you guys tell me if you've had this experience. Julie hosts this like I do a lot with my shows when I feature my Loud Mouth comedy shows. And, you know, it's so important that the host does give good energy. Have you ever had a situation where you've been in a comedy room or, you know, on stage where the host, brought you in so flat that it felt like they were setting you up for failure with the audience. Anybody ever had that experience before?
Every time I go to Uptown.
Oh, shit. Didn't want to think about it. I was just saying.
Was that too quick? Did I answer too fast? Somebody answered too fast.
I don't think so. You want to reinforce that one? I got you.
Yeah, you know, as a host, I'm learning so much. I learn something every time I either see a comedy show or just from talking to other comedians. And again, just the energy in the room can be it's everything because everything is
so
energy.
Important.
And
yeah.
So sometimes, you know, I've seen comics say it was a host, and sometimes I've heard hosts say that comedians. You know, it's just one of those things where yes, the object is to get the audience to love you, appreciate you, and laugh. That's what you're there for. But there's also something that the comedian has to own is that getting up and doing the best you can no matter what. And so I continue to learn something, and sometimes I actually think the opposite. You know, I want to make sure I do right by the comedians as a host. Sometimes I don't need to say shit in between sets because if the comedians are tearing it up, I need to keep it going.
Yeah,
and
man.
I've
absolutely.
Seen it sometimes, you know, like I need this not, the show is really not about me. The show is about the comedians and the audience. I'm just there. I just want to make sure that the energy is set up, the comedians are set up for success. So I've had to learn some tough lessons, and sometimes it's not time for me to tell a damn joke about being a black woman with a white woman's name and I got a gay man's haircut. That has shit to do with nothing that anybody's said. Fucking relevant. It's just the wrong time in the wrong audience. Like, sometimes you just gotta, you know, there's a whole, I'm learning from the comics, you know, and from the audience that there's a whole rhythm. It's about chemistry. It's a combination of things that has to happen, you know, to make it work.
A lot goes
on
that stage, man. And,
yes.
And you got to pay attention. You ever had somebody, let me ask y'all, ever had somebody introduce you and just jack your name up to hell and it's thrown you off? Going into your set.
I would like to piggyback off of Julie if I can, because
okay, who is this
your
speaker?
Question?
I want to make sure the audience.
This is Brent Starr.
Okay, Brent. Okay, go ahead, babe.
I'm Brent Starr, sexy and available. your question is kind of similar to have you ever gone on stage and think the host, you know, set you up, and now you're saying,
right.
Do you think they, you know, blew your name up too far? I've been in that situation where, yes, it has thrown me off. But what Julia's saying, wonderful thing.
Y'all
and what AK
there?
Said. Hello?
Y'all still there? Okay.
Go ahead, Brent.
No, y'all go
and
ahead. Keep talking. I just
in combination with also
JD
what AK
Lane,
said earlier that the more you do it, the more, the less nervous you get. And it's really supposed to be about you getting up there to do your job. You're not supposed to be worried about how the host introduced you, because that can be a trap. Because I've, like I said, I've been on both ends. So you're not supposed to care how to introduce you. Just go up there and do you. No one can tell you better than you.
True that. I have seen where people have had to reintroduce their damn self. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what? And that's a part of what Brent is saying. Like, you have some comedians that slam it up so good that they don't even, you don't have to say their name. They'll come out there and make you as a host look like you just came from funeral services and shit. You know, it's just, you know, they're like, bitch, you need to go get my car or some shit.
I'm the whole superstar status right now.
Yes. And it's just, you know, it's just the truth, you know, like it just comes about. I think the whole, well, my interpretation of you doing this show is, you know, to talk to people, give your listeners an opportunity to, you know, kind of think about when you want to do something that puts you in the public eye, the bottom line is that the stage fright is going to be there. The fear is going to be there. What I'm learning is there's some things you can do to kind of help you deal with stage fright. And for me, what I'm learning, the biggest thing is to be prepared. You know, like, be prepared. There's some things that are just unknown that you just can't cope with and deal with, but you got to be able to somehow figure out a way to pull the energy of the crowd, or, you know, exchange of energy. I've seen some comedians that I consider, there's this cat, Stephen Knowles. I always tell him that when I watch his set, what I appreciate about his set is that I think that he takes the audience on a bus ride. You know,
his
name is Stephen Knowles.
Stephen Knowles.
He's a local comedian. You know, Brent Starr is, you know, and I want to give a shout out to Brent Starr, because as a gay comic, you know, he's all over the place. He has his own comedy. He has his own comedy show, not to mention other entertainment things that he's doing throughout the community. But I think it's awesome that, you know, he has his own show once a month now at the Laughing Skull. So kudos to you for that. But Brent Starr is another person that I've seen him talk, you know, tell jokes about just whatever, and he'll pull in the audience. And they're trying to figure out, why does he have on lip gloss and they still laughing? You know,
it's not lip gloss. It is glitter lipstick. That's like he took a disco ball and smeared it on his lips, and that is not lip gloss. It's over the top. I was like, I didn't even know that was a thing that human beings invented. That.
Oh,
all right,
my God.
I'm in there.
Yeah,
I'm on board.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if Brent gonna show up at a show in drag, half drag, what, a thong, some jeans, some heels, some sneakers. We don't know what the hell Brent gonna do on stage. We just don't. Yes. Gayness and confusion is what it is. I don't know, but it's funny. It's shit to me. So.
And that's what's up, man. You basically want to have information. What'd you say, Brett?
I wanted to share something real quick before I went back in to get ready for my set. When I was in Jersey, there was a guy named Craig Scharf who told me the most important thing I ever heard about dealing with stage fright. He says, when you grow up, you always care a little bit less about the audience than they care about you. And that was, when I heard that,
because I want to make sure that was heard. Say that again.
You when you grow up, you always care just a little bit less about the audience than they care about you. And if you go up with that mindset, like, not that you just completely don't give a damn about what they think, but if you just care a little bit less about them than they care about you, then you'll be fine. And I heard that, the light bulb went off, and most of my stage fright issues went right out the window.
It takes the pressure off.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Takes the pressure off.
Because that's what stage fright really is. You caring too much about what people are going to say, what they think.
Right.
Yeah. It is.
And I was just like Julie when I first started performing for the straight people. I was just like Julie. Her story is so close to mine.
That's awesome. I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to share this little tidbit. I remember I was doing a room one time, and my buddy, Rodney Perry, Rodney kind of shared some things with me. He was like, matter of fact, he started premising some jokes off of me from one night I was out with him. But he had said to me, like, this is like early on when I first met Rodney. He said, you know, and I never really even thought about it, but he was like, yo, Sonny, embrace your lesbianism. You know, embrace this, embrace that, and just, you know, let it go, let it hang. You know, so there's, everybody has their own little stature of where they want to do things, express things. Maybe, you know, because at the end of the day, you want to be able to give things that people can relate to you and your story that you're providing on stage. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, did we lose
that somebody? AK left. I was just going to say, you know, Sonny, what you say, you know, what Rodney, you know, what he told you is so true, and it's something that I have to remind myself of, and I, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, it's not the conversation that I have with Brent Starr one-on-one sometimes, but, you know, one of the things about doing any type of performing arts is that you have to be vulnerable, and I've had some comedians that I respect, like Keno Trice and some other comedians that I've talked to that have been, you know, grinding, you know, for 3 and 4 or 5, 6 years, is that you have to be vulnerable on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it's hard, you know, it's not easy to do that, but what I'm learning is that, that sometimes the things that you are hiding from are the things that really make you amazing, because people are going to see that truth, and they're going to see, you know, that what's genuine about you, and they'll appreciate that. And you know, and then you can be funny because you can laugh about what you don't understand about yourself, what you learned about yourself. And so I've had some events that have happened to me in the last 6 months to a year, and I never really talked about those things on stage. And then, you know, just kind of trying to figure out how to take care of myself or whatever, I just never really took the time to really dig into the things that I really don't really want to share with people, that there is a funny side to it. So, you know, now I'm able to get back on stage like I was when I first started. So I will definitely be out more hitting the stage. So people, please look me up on Facebook to find out where I'm going to be tomorrow night. We start the comedy competition at my sister's room. And then on Friday night at 6:30, I'm going to be at the Village Theater with some other females. I think Kelly Stone is performing, and Chelsea Taylor is going to be performing. So I definitely got to get out to Brent Starr's room. So that's about it for right now. I'm taking up too much time. Go ahead, y'all. I'm sorry.
No, I love you. Julie has always been real, you know, in the comedy business. She's right. We do have a lot of one-on-one conversations, and I have to give a shout-out to Julie because she is like a pioneer in this town, because she's the only lesbian comedian that I know that is bringing comedy to the community, first of all, to our own community, as well as branching out the straight community, because it's not it can be frightening to perform in front of a bunch of straight folks. Probably as much as it was when Moms Mabley came out and she was doing this, you know, as a black woman, you know, for a lot of the white crowds. You know, sometimes I get my inspiration from them, you know, to see what they were doing during the time when we had to enter in from the back of the restaurant and people were being lynched. That was a scary time. If they can do it, so can we.
Exactly, and good point. And I'm going to tell you guys, a couple years ago, because I had a comedy club that I opened up on the south side of Atlanta. Interesting enough, when I started out, and I'm going to just tell you just how trivial things can be. I'm going to share this tidbit. This is a vulnerable moment for me here. First and foremost, I opened it up in McDonough. If you guys are familiar with Metro Atlanta, McDonough is kind of like that spot where a lot of people don't experience or see a lot of nightlife. I live in the area, and I'm like, yo, this is, you know, I had a beautiful space, but I felt like, yo, this would be a good place to kind of bring people in this area some good entertainment. Open up, got going, you know, Hurricane, who's been in the business, Hurricane Andrew been in the business a long time. Hurricane was one of those, Rodney Perry, a lot of these guys were embracing and really telling me, you know, that this was good stuff. And what was amazing, I had a session with D.L. Hughley, and D.L. was like, Sonny, you realize you were only one of 4 black-owned comedy clubs in the entire U.S. going at that moment. And so what started happening, my comics that were coming in and doing their thing, they started tweeting and Facebooking that, you know, there's this black comedy club that's in McDonough. And what started happening, the words got twisted to where somehow or another people started thinking it was a black-only club instead of the only black comedy club in Atlanta. Because Uptown is not owned by black people. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. So,
like me?
Yeah, so I'm having this conversation with DL. Matter of fact, we were at Uptown. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at that moment, here it is, you know, other comedians showing love and, you know, really just trying to push it out there that, you know, that, you know, we're there and this is an accomplishment. So I'm really excited about it, not knowing that. But anyway, gets going and everything. So then that area started having a stigma that, you know, it was, you know, like I said, a black-only comedy club. So, you know, you never know, you know, as a comedian, a lot of times people think it's only about slinging jokes. It's not. You never know when you're going to make an impact in a community, do something that ain't never been done in a community. And, I, you know, before I opened, I did a show in Morrow, which is south of the airport, and five out of my feature comedians were lesbians. You know what I'm saying? And the show was awesome, and the crowd was predominantly a straight crowd. You know what I'm saying? So they
had five lesbians
ball.
On one show?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Who was this? Who
was
this crazy.
Shante Wayans came out. Nika
Yo,
Russell.
Who was that on the line? Who was this on the line?
Because that didn't sound like AK.
Yeah, we got somebody else that came in. Who we got that came in?
D'Amico.
What's up, D'Amico?
Oh, D'Amico.
How you doing?
He done dropped his bare white all in the background and shit like
yeah.
At least say hey, man. You know?
Hey,
okay.
Nigga, how you doing? I'm sorry. I was listening to the conversation. I just got intrigued by the part about the five lesbians on one show. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's D'Amico is definitely a straight man. Definitely. No doubt about it. That's a straight man right there. You said five lesbians. And he threw his
he
dick
was
on
ready
face.
To jump.
Hey, that part got my antennas up.
Yeah. Oh my God. He did nothing else but
yeah.
Well, look, welcome to the show in the studio with Sonny. We got Julie Osborne on the line. I think we still have Brent Starrs on the line with us. Who else is still hanging in there? I think Gina G, she in there slinging some tables. Who else on the phone with us still?
I think it's just us three plus DeMarco.
Nice.
And you put an R in my name, Brent, again, goddammit. It's D'Amico.
Brent.
Oh, D'Amico.
Yeah.
Well, shoot, we ain't never slept together, so I don't know everybody. I have to.
It's live radio, ain't it? God, leave, boy, I tell you.
D'Amico, we talking about stage fright. You want to know, have you had the experience, how it went down, how you go through it, how you fight through it, and share with us, if you will.
I guess the more stuff you do, you know, it, you know, relax, I guess. That's why it's good to do some of the tougher little spots. Don't always do the easy little places. Challenge yourself, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you challenge yourself more, then, you know, it'd be less stage fright. And I always say if you be prepared, then, you know, you won't, you know, whatever, you know. Prepare hard before, and then, you know, hey, whatever happens, happens, you know what I mean? But if you know in your heart and your mind that you prepared, you know what I mean, then you should be more anxious than scared, you know what I mean?
Well, do you also, like, I think we've all kind of said some different things. A lot of times, do you think the anxiousness is, you know, is playing a part in the stage fright? So can it swing to where, you know, during a set, you know, something happens, or have you guys ever been on stage doing a premise of a joke and forgot it? And then,
oh, hate that, yes,
you know,
yes,
spent
yes.
Two stage fright because you sit there looking like.
That's that preparation right there. You should never forget something that you say all the time. Think about your jokes that you say. You probably say them all the time. Then
hey,
you
man,
practice
you know
them
what?
You practice
look,
them.
He putting press on everybody. Now, let me say this.
Yeah.
Now, I know majority of us started out on stage doing your damn Easter speech when you were 7 years old. You done sat there and practiced that thing for 5 weeks. Mama done said, you're going to make me proud, baby. You go up there, you got the easiest speech in the world. You got the one script of Jesus wept. And you don't forget, just sit there and say Jesus.
Y'all laughing, but I'm telling you, that's where I get my stage fright from, because my mom came here from failure. No, we was supposed to at church during Easter Sunday, you know, say a little Bible verse and shit. And my mom, you know, she hadn't been taking me to church and shit.
Did you say Bible verse and shit together? I was waiting.
Yes, I did. Because I'm still bitter about it. I'm still bitter about it because I stood there for a church full of black folks looking at me with a whole bunch of church hats on and stuff, and then they told me to go up there and say a Bible scripture. I didn't know what to say. I just froze, and that's where my stage fright. That's where it started, right
there.
Well,
can you give us a Bible verse right now, please, Jules?
Jesus wept, nigga.
Judging you, you're 7. I know it's tough. It's
and that's from the book of.
You can't.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you something, but I'm telling you, man, because black folks don't be playing with you. You can't get your ass up there and be a half-stepping. So,
okay.
You know, D'Amico is right. I got to get out to the black folks, do some black folks.
Hey, man, I got to really, look, let's go deeper in religion. How many of y'all ever was put on the spot to say the Lord's Prayer and forgot it?
What I do is I wait to church services when everybody's saying it, and then I just move my lips and say watermelon.
I just usually say, start out with the Lord is my shepherd, and then everybody else fill it in. I ain't got to remember the rest.
Man,
yeah,
you
go.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He led me down, and I was on the walk of the faith of the last shepherd. So the supper.
I thought the Lord's Prayer
well.
Started with Our Father.
Okay, I'm moving on to the next thing. You are not going to show me up at this moment. I do not take the pressure. We got somebody else in on the line. Welcome to In the Studio with Sonny. You live caller.
Hey, this is Sweet Baby Keita.
Oh.
What's up,
Keita? Oh, trouble.
Woo-hoo. What's up, Baby Keita?
She ain't bird calling.
Yes, I did.
Nothing is up. I'm chilling like a villain.
Hey, man, y'all, live my radio. Give shouts out to this one. I got to give a moment. This one, my dog, she was in the trenches with Sonny with Loudmouth Screening Room. Wasn't it right, baby? That baby got up when it was 50 people in the room and when it was 1,000 people in the room. Am I saying it right, baby?
You are saying it right. I am down because I know women are moving forward in the comedy industry, and I just want to, you know, make our presence known. So, I mean, I was backing you 3,000% because you were a black woman, and you were hustling, you were doing your thing, you own your own spot, and anything that I could do to make that a better venue, I came out, I showed my love, I did my time.
Yeah, man, she was scrubbing her ears when she had, you know, congestion in her throat.
That's
I ain't going to let you go.
That's
Lakeith.
That was so beautiful. You got me rubbing my kneecap. That was beautiful. That speech, that was beautiful, baby.
That
was very
nice.
Jules,
be careful now. Keita
was.
She's the LA Fitness hoe. I'm going to put it out there.
As long as she ain't in the damn song, I'm putting some damn shea butt on her ass.
I pay my money every month. I'm supposed to be able to do everything I want to do at LA Fitness.
If I see one more trick come in that damn song with a bucket of shea butter, I'm going off. I don't care. And I know y'all say that. I know that y'all say that snitches get stitches, but some shit is worth fighting for. I'm telling on a bitch. The next time they bring their stinking ass in there with some shea butter.
I came into the sauna, and it was a girl laying up there. She was greasy as hell. And so I'm looking for my shape butter. I'm like, damn, my shape butter gone. And then the girl said, oh, that was yours? And I'm like, you just said, use my shit? So I said, you owe me some money. So I'm thinking she's going towards her bag to get my money out. She goes and pulls out a Vaseline container and give me back my shea butter. She really poured into another container.
No,
are
ma'am.
You serious? I'm going to need you to
not.
What is up with y'all with the shea butter in the gym? Don't people look. Shea butter is not the deal when you working out. After the fact, maybe. But why are you working out? I mean, really? That's not opening up your glands. That is clogging your damn pores. You know, see, they got
a
lot of
philosophy with
you.
Did you just say, Negro, did you say glands? You said glands. You didn't say pores. You said they rubbing.
Yeah,
I said they rubbing their body,
up your
not
glands.
Their throat.
Your pores connected to your glands, ain't they?
You don't have them.
I'm saying your glands ain't connected to your pores. Ain't your throat connected to your ear that's connected to your throat?
Kind of
yes, it is, yes.
I thought so. I'm just saying. No pressure, no pressure, no pressure. So, Keita, you on the line. You joining us in. Have you had an experience with stage fright? That's our topic tonight. We've been putting it in. And be frank, baby. Be frank.
Stage fright. I'm going to tell you something. You know me. Once I got on them eyelashes, that's all the confidence I need. So, I don't know. If I got my swag on, it's like nothing. Like, I get a mic and I'm a totally different person. But if I ain't feeling like real fly or real sharp, then I'm kind of off my game. That
Hello?
Just throws me off. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Is that Gina G?
Y'all still there?
Oh, my God.
Y'all trying to lose
Christ.
My job.
See,
hey.
This is what happens when you waiting on tables at Fridays and you're coming back to the line.
I jump in whoever I interrupted. I am sorry.
That was Sweet Baby Keita.
Okay, Sweet
hey,
Baby Keita.
I'm about to go. I'm about to head out of Mario's spot. Thanks for letting me call in, lady. And promote my show every day at the Mardi Gras, 886 Martin Luther King Drive. Come check me out.
Awesome.
Bunch
make
funny
sure
comedians
you tweet
there.
At Loudmouth, LOUDDMOUTH. Put your stuff out there, man. So make sure y'all tweeting when you guys, once you get off air with us, or tweet while you're on air with us. And appreciate you being on. And we're going to do a quick little commercial break real quick before we go ahead and let Sweet Baby Keita get back on and speak her thing, okay? Y'all hold on just
all
right, one
y'all.
Second.
Hi,
Tamika. Hey, baby. What's up, Mama? I'm about to get up out of here, head to the other side of town.
Yes, I know you about to go out there and show out tonight at Mario's spot. I had to come home and cook for my kids. You know, defects have been trying to catch up with me. I told you.
Yeah, you better take care of them.
You know,
of
y'all
me.
Some
thugs. Like you a good mama.
Commercial. Y'all just getting it in. I'm gonna need y'all to hold that note for just a second because we want to make sure our media partners get their opportunity.
Did she just say defects, Jesus?
She did say defects. She did say defense.
They know you a bad mama down there, boy. I tell you what. They be circling your block. They know your kids hang out at night and everything.
Okay, y'all, hold that note for 1 second, please. We'd like to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to loudmouthradio.com. This broadcast is being fed via live internet at blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. If you want to talk to our guests tonight, call us in at the studio line, 347-826-7520. This show will be available for media download and archive after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This show is actually being sponsored by Digimo Printing of Stockbridge, Georgia. Make sure you contact them today to get your printing. They're offering our Loudmouth Radio listeners the opportunity to get 250 business cards for $25. Also
Woo.
Get 1,000 flyers plus 10 11x17 posters free for $80. If you need to have design work, it will be an extra fee. Contact them today, 770-506-2996. Also look them up online at digimoprinting.com. Be sure to let them know that Loudmouth Radio sent you to get those promotional specials. Also, for all our people that are walking, scrubbing, ain't got no way to get around, go to AtlantaCarFinders.com. They are the referral source to help you to get into your vehicle. Also, if you have a birthday this weekend, I'm going to tell you right now, this is going to be first come, first serve. Frank Skies is giving away 10 VIP sections to birthday people this weekend. That includes VIP area, champagne, and a guest list. Email Janet at frankskies.com. Hey, everybody, thank y'all. I appreciate y'all muting yourselves out for a second while we did that little commercial break.
You know
what
it is.
Got to
get that money, girl. Got to get that money. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, we got to make sure our media partners get their love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just want to let you know, too, that anybody who walking or scribbling and scribbling, whatever, they can't afford to get no car. So I don't know. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Man, they can maybe carpool. They might carpool their money and make it happen. Them and the
For
day.
Real?
I'm just saying. Let there be peace in the Middle East. I'm just saying. You never know. Hey, they carpool together on the bus. Like, yo, you put me on 500. I'll put my 500. Let's do it. They're going to live next door to each other.
Yeah. You got it wrong. I'm a tank. I put on some booty shorts so I can get a ride, nigga.
I gotta go, Kita. Hey, thank you, Sabrina, baby. I'll talk to you later, okay, Mom?
Much love.
All right. Remember, all right, Danico. Every Sunday, Martin Luther King, Brit Star, whoever's on the line still. Every Sunday, MLK Drive, 886, Mardi Gras, going down. So come check me out. Y'all ain't doing nothing. All right.
I ain't never heard nobody give a 5-minute leaving break.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a commercial.
What's your name on Sunday?
All right, I'm gone. No, but for real, you know, next week we'll be here.
You just did church announcement, Simon, so you can. I'm just saying.
Who is that talking
church
back in here?
Okay.
Well, you can't be on the line rubbing yourself and broadcasting.
Brent is on the line. Brent Star is my star member of Chicks versus Boop. We
that wasn't
the
best part. That was me.
This internet radio. Don't be beeping out nothing, Keita.
That was me. That was Julie. That wasn't
Brent. Was Julie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, hell, I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Keita, you can't be talking to no lesbian like that. That was Julie. That wasn't Brent. Shit. So get yourself in a rut, Keita. You about to get yourself on a rut, in a rut.
Julie.
Old folks say.
Julie Osborne, my special correspondent. I'm like, I don't know who doing the sexual healing on the phone. I'm like, who is that? I'm like, oh my God.
I didn't mean to confuse the Keita. I'm sorry, ma'am.
I'm so sorry, boo. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. But, Brent, you are still with us, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I want to meet Sonny. She sounds really funny. I want to meet her in person.
Oh, you haven't met Sonny in person?
I don't think I have. unless I'm getting her mixed up with somebody else.
No, you know what? We never met. We never physically met. I think you are right. We haven't physically met.
No,
where,
you
where
say physically,
right,
like
now,
we never
boo?
Met at the hotel.
I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you.
Oh.
Wait a minute, so who we still got? We got Keita?
Yes.
Okay, I got a message. We're going to have somebody else coming on. I was just trying to make sure I'm doing a roll call.
Okay.
Jules, you
yeah,
still
there? Yeah, Miss Keita.
Hi, Jules.
I'm still here.
Awesome. So Jules, you've had a situation where you've had some experiences that you had shared. I know Keita's just coming in on the conversation, but I want to ask the room.
We were supposed to be asking Keita.
I'm going to elaborate on
Keita.
Something that you spoke on in regards to where you started out, and you were in. Sometimes you were in places where you were feeling uncomfortable in your own silent thoughts, but you got kind of got through it, so you created your own space. So, Keita, I know that you've been rotating in different rooms throughout the area. Have you ever been in a space where you felt like, one, the host or even some of the other comics affected you on your performance?
Sometimes in the beginning it threw me off if we had some of the same subject matter. A lot of people always say somebody's stealing my jokes. I never say that because I feel like, we're in the same earth, and we're going to have some of the same thoughts or some of the same, things happen to us. So it's the same subject matter when you're on stage to me. And if somebody is telling a joke and it has, like, real close to my content, now in my mind I'm saying, oh, boom, I can't say that joke. You know what I'm saying? So it's taking good jokes off my itinerary for what I'm going to say. Like, my lineup already got in my head, I'm going to tell this joke, but now this person has told the same, almost content of my joke, so now I have to alleviate that joke and try to put something else in there.
Wow. So have you had a situation where, and I've been in some places where I've seen some comedians get, confrontational, where they felt like somebody was using the premise of a joke or something like that. Have you guys ever had somebody kind of use your whole premise of your joke and did it, and then you came behind them and was like, whoop? Has that happened to anybody on the line?
I mean, it is, somebody going to say some of the stuff similar to yours. I have been places where I've been out of town, and I've heard somebody tell somebody joke. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Or, yeah, it's been cases where I've been somewhere and I'll be like, that's such and such joke. You know, and I won't even confront you unless I know for a fact that it is somebody else's joke and they tell it all the time. But I feel like people should be confronted. You should not be stealing people's material. Somebody sat down, thought about that, worked hard for that material. Stealing is wrong. But if you have the same premise and it's, you know, something like that joke, that's your joke. You just happen to have some of the same situations.
Uh-huh. How about, Star, you with us, babe?
I'm still here.
Have you had a circumstance in which somebody basically mimicked or did your whole premise? Have you ever had that situation happen?
No, I would probably freak out. However, by being in the straight scene a lot, there are a lot of times that I'm the only gay comedian, so every once in a while there will be another gay comedian in the room, then I'll be like, oh, no, he's going to get up there and probably talk about the same stuff I talk about, like to go through with another black female comedian. But everybody has their own story. I'm glad I'm the only me.
You are the only you. I love you, Brent.
And Brent and Keita, you know, guys, tell people how they can find you on Facebook.
Everybody had their own style, and Brent got this, like, wow effect. He came to Cats one night, and he had on this hot pink glitter lip gloss. It was the flyest. I loved it.
Yeah, that damn
I
lip gloss.
You
got some flyest before you came on, too, Keita. We were talking about that lip gloss.
That lip gloss be popping. How you popping lip gloss? I be thinking my lip gloss popping and Brent gonna show up and out pop somebody. How you out pop me?
I don't know, cause you do. You are very, very, very girly. I do feel masculine around you, cause you are super girly. And then when I get around Julie, I feel like a woman again.
You know, now,
oh my
see,
God,
you know you wrong for that. Yeah, you are wrong for that shit.
No worries. Sometimes Julia makes me feel like a lady.
Because I am a gentlewoman, okay, Trick?
Oh, my God.
Larry.
You was riding on nobody else. He tried to call you a trucker. I ain't saying it.
Yes, he did. That's what you said. That's okay. All the ladies that want to be treated like a lady, 404-285-5516. You heard Rich Sean say it. The man with the glossy lips and the
God.
Shiny wig. You heard it on air live.
Oh, my God. This is
He'd already said it sounds sexy. You said that. Thank you, Brent. I'll take that promotion.
That's right. That's right. But not if there was a Sonny said trucker. Nah, you were a trucker on us.
Yeah, son, you slid that one in on me. That was some bullshit. I don't have no sleeves, no sleeveless shirt, so you wrong for that shit.
I think he. I thought he said you chew your gum to the side, so I didn't know what that meant. So I just got somebody else joining us, and I'm gonna bust you out right now. Is this my dog Sue?
Yes, it is.
I told you was taking a damn nap. I told you she was taking a nap.
I'm not taking. You know what, Julie? I know that's you. I'm old. I get
mad. Where is Julie? Where is Julie? Julie who?
Oh my God! When I tell you Sue, Jules was like, I was like, yeah, Sue probably gonna be joining. She's talking about Sue taking a nap right now.
And Julie, next time I see you, Julie, we're gonna get her ass beat. So
see, there you go, Sue. You're gonna have to take a nap and get up and eat a snack and shit first. But you know, hey, up the house for scuff with an old chick.
Check her sugar levels
Julie
and all kinds of
talking.
Shit. Check the glue clothes.
But she kept talking and keeping me up. It was terrible.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I
terrible.
Just snorted on air. Did y'all hear that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just realized I snorted on air. Oh, my God.
Here I am thinking I could get, you know, catch some nice Z's on the way down. No. She kept talking.
I'm about to say, who using the gong in the background?
You know
who is that?
So.
You know,
lesbians,
in
you know,
the background.
The Caucasian lesbians, you know, they always got a dog rescue at the house. They always got some kind of animal rescue.
Did you hear her call me Caucasian? You hear that clap, that Caucasian clap? I got called the Caucasian
as,
for 3 days.
As Jazzy would say, our vanilla sisters and brothers. Oh, my God. So, Oh my! So we have been talking about stage fright, and we want to hear and share your story. If you've had an experience of stage fright, how you got through it?
I don't know if I would call it stage fright. The only thing I do is I get a little nervous because I'm anxious to get on, but I don't really get stage fright.
Yeah, Caucasians don't say stage fright.
Caucasians don't. Who was that?
Brent Star.
Hey, Brent. No, I wouldn't call it stage fright. My kind of nervous is good nervous. I usually look forward to it.
So has anybody ever been on stage and had a slight incident where you almost peed on yourself? You felt that little inch, but it was like real close, but you pulled it back in. Anybody?
Now, come on, now, son, that's some bullshit. One night, Julie.
Julie's the trucker chick. Oh my God.
Let me tell you, we don't stop. You must be talking about the white Julie's who you talking about. You talk about me.
The African American Julie.
Keita, your ass is cracking up in the background.
One night I was at Tabo 2, and it was me and Craig Reed, and he had went up first. And he was up there. I had ordered my food, and my food had came out when he got on stage. I took, like, two bites. I looked up. Craig was getting back down. I was like, it ain't been more than 2 to 4 minutes. So he walked up to me. I was like, what happened? He said, Keita, you ain't going to believe this. I forgot my joke. I said, how the hell you forget your joke? You want me to sit there and tell him?
Oh, my God. Now, we did talk about that a little bit before y'all came on. If you ever been on stage and forgot your joke.
I normally do that if the joke is new. If the joke is brand new, yeah, I will forget it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd be mad as hell when I get off. Oh, I'd be mad as hell when I get off stage.
Don't you do freelance? You be freestyling?
Mm-hmm.
So, Keita, he forgot his joke. And what if he came to you like he was joke rescue 911 or something?
Let me tell you something.
Y'all trying to get on Brent's car, but y'all can come up off Brent.
Yeah, let me tell you something. There is a formula to this telling joke shit, and kudos to the comedians that have a set and know it word for word for word for word verbatim. I'm fucking ADD. I'm not going to lie to y'all. For some reason, shit does not click for me to say it 17 times in a row. I feel like it's a slow death for me, so I'm trying to figure out the damn equation.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna have to start writing shit on my forehead. I'm gonna have to ask the audience to hold up some cue cards or something. I'm gonna have to have a monkey on stage for me to hold up something to whisper some shit. I got to do something, but I gotta figure this shit out soon.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Okay, can I ask you ladies something? I know, Shana, you're the host. I want to ask you guys something if I can.
Sure,
it took me all this time to realize when I get stage fright, it's when the joke is new, because. Julia tell you, most of my jokes come off the top of my head, but when a joke is new, I'm afraid that what if it's not funny? So do y'all have any advice? What do you do for brand spanking jokes?
With a brand new joke, if you put it in between two jokes you know work, that way, like, you
like
set it up.
Like
you set it up, like, you have one good joke, you get a good laugh, then you bring a new one in, even if the new one doesn't work. The second one after that should work. You know what I mean? So you're bracketing it. You're putting it in between two good jokes.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to start calling new jokes sandwich jokes.
Yeah, that's exactly
you
got to
have your Neapolitan ice cream set up on that thing.
Brent, you apparently have been smoking weed again, and you got the munchies to talk about sandwiches and shit. Once again.
What about when you're on stage and you're telling jokes and you're kind of killing, but they done gave you, like, I'm going to say 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You have that time span, but you got to wait on the crowd to stop laughing so that you can go into your next joke. They're taking your time up. You know what I'm saying? Like, one time I told this lady, I said, you don't be quiet. Like, I don't know what else to do. Like, I mean,
whenever the crowd's going in like that, shit, let them.
Yep.
Okay.
Never step on a laugh. Never step on a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Especially a big laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, if you got them going, shorten, just don't do as many jokes. It's better to have 10 good jokes than 15 so-so.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like when you with your trick, you let them lick your titties, but you don't give them none of this, you know, stuff down there.
Tease them.
So you hold that tweet your legs, you hold your knees tight, is that what you do?
You hold your knees tight and fall to the floor.
I don't even understand it. Jesus, I don't understand.
Can I say, you ladies, I have to also do a show tonight with Kelly and AK at the Bone Lick, so I'm gonna have to get off the conversation, but I really, really had a lot of fun.
Oh, you've been awesome.
And,
yes,
you're a great host. And Julie, you know I love you. And Keith, I will be back with you with the chicks and the dicks.
I know. That's right, though.
And Bonnie,
that is
too.
Awesome. So share with the room, babe, how they can find you. Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, I'm
Instagram.
Sorry. Thank you. For Facebook, it's facebook.com/Mr. Brent Starr. And that's one R. That's BRENTSTLR. And then for Twitter, it's simple. It's just at Mr. Brent Starr. No dots. Oh, I'm sorry. And I do my own variety show at the Laughing Skull every third Thursday of every month, and I host game shows. But if you go to my Facebook, you see my schedule.
Nice.
Very cool.
Thank you, honey. We appreciate your time with us tonight.
Great. Thank you, ladies. Keep them laughing.
Brent, you going to come out on a Thursday night?
Yeah, well, now I can.
You need to come and get this money, honey. Come out and win that money, baby.
No,
there is no fee.
And this week I'm going to be at the Green Room, so maybe I can do it next week.
It's every other Thursday night, baby. Next June the 20th is going to be the next one after tomorrow night. It starts back up tomorrow night.
Okay. You know, we'll talk.
Huh?
I said we'll talk, baby.
Awesome, and Brent, make sure you follow us. If you guys want to tweet about our show tonight, at Loudmouth. Brent, I just made sure I called up on you on Twitter there, babe. And tweet, use the hashtag in the studio. And, you know, shout out to our comedians that have been on tonight. Ms. Style, we appreciate you gracing us with your presence. And we have someone else joining in. Is this Mr. J?
Yeah, this is. This is Jay Ward. What's up?
Oh,
what's up, Jay?
Thank you for doing it, baby. I love you, Jay. Thank you, baby.
He just sent me this whole crazy text message talking about, oh, my God, son, I just woke up. I was asleep. I was slobbing. I was like, we still here.
I didn't go to the pot slide tonight. Just fell asleep.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's tough being a comedian.
Isn't it? The pressure's ridiculous.
Tough.
So Jules is on the line with us, Jay. Keith is on the line with us. Sue Ryerson, you still with us, babe, right?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
Okay, wonderful.
Jay, I was taking a nap. You just woke me up again.
Awesome. Jay, we're talking about stage fright, babe. Have you had the experience? Can you share with us?
Well, you know, like, I'm pretty good on stage fright because I do kids' birthday parties and all this stuff. So every now and again I get nervous when there's, you know, it's important. So usually if I get nervous, I know it's important, you know. Packed house at the punchline or something like that, but no, stage fright. I'm a pretty cool cucumber. Done a lot of plays and stuff over the years, so.
Uh
huh. I've worked through a lot of it.
I know that's right.
I know that's like the most interesting answer, but that's.
Well, how long have you been doing comedy? Share that. And Sue, I want to have you answer this.
Sure.
Keith, I want you to answer this. So, Jay, how long have you been doing comedy?
Doing a stand up comedy for a year and a half.
Okay.
And
so still
I've been doing like kids' birthday parties, doing magic shows for 15 years, and
wow.
I was a theater major, so I have a degree in theater. So, you know, it's all branches off the same tree in a way. You know.
Awesome.
Although stand up comedy is the hardest by far.
Hell yeah! So I just say sit down, shit.
Oh.
I'm just saying. No pressure off my back. I just sit down here. Huh? So, how long have you been doing comedy, sweetie?
Wait, make sure Sue is not. Oh, shit, she's awake.
Julie, I'm going to hurt you. Off and on for about 15, maybe 17 years
awesome.
Altogether. Wasn't all at one time, it was spread out.
It was spread it out?
Yeah. I did it when I was, like, in my 20s and early 30s, and then I started to back up again about 4 or 5 years ago.
You notice she ain't putting no more age behind that, Jules. You don't put the pressure on her now. You don't try to tell them, trying to tell them business on her. So, Keita, you there? Did we lose Keita?
Uh-oh.
Keita and L.A. Fitness filling on people, so we'll...
I'm right here.
Girl, I'm folding clothes. I thought she was gone. My bad. You there, Keita?
Yeah, I'm folding clothes and frying chicken.
Oh, my God. How long you been doing comedy, sweetie?
Okay, originally I was doing gospel comedy. I started out doing comedy at church or hosting things.
You did comedy at church?
Yeah, used to. Notice the word was used to.
I heard your material.
Wait a second. No, hold on. Keita. No, sweet baby Keita. I have seen you perform at 255 and some other places, ma'am. I don't even know how you've been. What church are you doing this comedy at?
Just fornicating.
I'm for real. I have some stuff on YouTube. You can go see. I entertained some seniors here recently. I do gospel comedy. That's how I started.
Wow.
No.
Okay,
the only way I was going to be able to really break into the industry, I had to start going to clubs. So I got a club set. That's why I'm not nervous, because I move jokes around in my mind as I'm on stage. My mind be working so fast, I don't have time to be nervous, but I always do. If I'm feeling a little apprehensive, I will have that glass of Moscato. That's a must. Sonny, you know about that. You used to have
to have
money.
Oh, Lord. She's like, let me get the pink Moscato.
Yeah, I got to have that Moscato if I'm a little apprehensive. But other than that, I did start out doing gospel comedy. I mean, I could tell some of the cleanest jokes, and I could tell some of the grimiest jokes.
Yeah,
if you can do clean,
myself.
You'll make a fortune. Clean is the best way to go.
Absolutely.
I have done clean rooms. I've done Metro Fusion with Wall Street. I've done, and actually I got called in by Dennis Clark to do a show. I did a show with J. Anthony Brown in Mississippi. I've done clean sets. I've done a lot of clean sets.
Baby, you sound like she's just defending herself. We believe you, baby. I believe you. No pressure.
Yeah. I ain't got to
lie. I would be terrified if I had to go to a church.
You know what, Keita, if you can do it, I can too. And I'm going to start with my first clean room by making sure I tell some jokes to myself after I clean up my room, because that's the only way that's going to happen.
All right.
That's the only way that's going to happen.
I'm going to tell you guys, for the last couple of years, I've been doing an event for Zeta Phi Beta, one of the local chapters here. And, one of the first conversations was the censorship. And when I tell you, and I'm going to ask you all this, because this is, you know, for all of us that have the ability to slip one in every now and again, how much do you have to focus on some of the statements that you're making to make sure that you stay within the line? Because there's been a couple of times I had to kind of chew it up real quick. Anybody had any
statements? You said toot it up.
No, I have to chew it up. Like, I'll be in the midst of something, and I see something that inspires me at that moment, because I'm kind of like a lot like Brent. I have a lot, like, I come off the head so fast with stuff. And Keita tell you, I had, like, the catwalk, Keita.
That was so funny.
Oh, my God. The catwalk piece, like, I had a... An event was a event for a fashion show, hair show/fashion
uh-huh.
show, and uh-huh. literally Jazzy co-hosted on the show with me. Matter of fact, and that's where we met. And it was so funny because we met, and it was just very improbable all the way through. And it was so funny. This young, and this is the thing about it, man. Our church, a lot of our church was present. A lot of kids was in the room. And you just had those moments, man, where you had to catch yourself. Because, baby, let me tell you, this chick had just went up, and she was modeling her on this real revealing top. Sister girl did the catwalk, came back, and she was coming to step down. And there was an alignment of people on each side of the catwalk. And our pastor was sitting to the left as she was coming off the stage. Homegirl stepped down, and when I tell you Homegirl had a Janet Jackson moment. Baby, when I tell you the girls jumped out, like bam bam underneath the bra jumped out, like they was completely down.
So it was a bam bam, not just a bam. It was a bam and then another bam.
When I tell you, it was like boom, bling, bing, bam bam, drum roll. And it was.
I had that to me at a club. I was doing this little.
Keita, she was modeling in the past. Everybody, he was like, oh, Lord. Like, literally, when I tell you I wanted to say something so off the wall, ridiculous, and I just had to say, oh, and we got Janet Jackson on the catwalk. And so the people in the back didn't know what happened, but all the men in the front got an eye full. Oh, my God. And, Jay, when I tell you, she tried to catch them girls, and them things was all over. Girl, when I tell you, they was voluptuously laid out. It wasn't no catching them, honey.
Girl, for
them
her.
Them jugglers rocked. It was hilarious. So when you have moments like that where you're not expecting things, because the first thing I wanted to say was, oh, shit, fool, I really did. And I just had to hold it together.
Yeah, I mean, why do I? Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
We got somebody that is joining in with us. Welcome, caller, to In the Studio. Who do we have on the line?
This is Janae with True Photography.
What's up? What's up, True? Everybody say hey to True Photography.
Hey, True. Hey,
what's
up? Hey, how you doing? I got your message, so I called in.
What's up? Everybody, we are on air with, we got Sue Ryan. I'm going to tell you right now, True, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're on the line with nothing but Joestar, so...
Keep your feelings off the line.
Yeah, ain't nobody saving comedy. We got Sue Ryerson, Julie Osborne, Jay Ward, Sweet Baby Keita.
True. Okay, hey, everybody.
Where you calling from?
I'm in Georgia, Camden, Georgia.
Oh, y'all, she in Camden. Do you go to comedy shows in the area?
No, I don't know any of them. I just moved here. I didn't know that they had phone service on Wednesday nights in Canton, so you're doing good. It's hard to get phone service just in the house.
Yeah,
hey, man, you know they got the party lines in Canton.
You're calling
from a landline. That's
what I'm talking about. I'm calling from the cell phone, but I'm surprised they let black people get through.
Oh, my God.
I thought you was calling from a landline. I was going to tell you, don't you turn too many times, get caught up in that cord, baby. Don't do that. Don't do cords anymore. I don't even know who has a house phone. My grandparents got cell phones now.
Jules, you know she had to, when she picked up the dial, she had to ask the operator for the switch number. Okay. So, Drew, you listening in on us. We've been talking about stage fright. Tell us about you and what you got going on, what you do.
Well, I do photography. I come to you. I do events, parties, whatever you got the money for, I go to.
Okay, that's good. You got a whole bunch of people that's trying to put themselves out there, y'all. So you might want to try to, you know, support some of these comics and get with them and see about doing their photo shoots.
Well, that's
now, I will tell you true. If they're trying to lure you to somewhere that don't have a stage, I would be leery.
Yep. Well, I mean, I check out places before I go there.
Hey, Jay, get the van and come pick me up, and we'll scoop up True. How about that?
Yeah, no, I ain't getting no van.
Oh, God.
Jay,
that's not like a kidnapper.
His van. Y'all
trying to kidnap him,
bro. No, that's all.
You
like,
say that now,
girl,
but we got lollipops
candy
and ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
They got a stage in his van, so you're going to be all right.
That's right.
Call backdoor jokes.
To the microphone.
Oh, Lord. He had to make a
motor
on top of the van, Jules.
So what color is the van, black or white?
I don't know, but Jay said that he'll motorboat for payment. That's all I know. He'll
motorboat. Right.
Yeah,
won't be the first time.
It won't be the first time.
To get off the line. Ooh, I got to finish cooking.
Hey, make sure you wipe Peter, the walls off and everything. You said you was frying chicken, right?
I know you're not frying chicken at 11 o'clock at night. 11 o'clock at night.
That's why your kids can't focus in school because you're feeding them fried chicken at 12 o'clock in the morning.
Julie's the summer.
They go to bed with greasy thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to tell you. Listen, this is for radio. I hope bleep this out. But I really am not going to feed them. What I do is cook and take a picture of the food that I cook so they'll know that they did. You know, I attempted to feed them. I try to do my thing.
You attempted to cook, right?
Yeah.
What the hell is that? A damn Instagram tease? What the hell?
Yeah, I take pictures and be like, yeah.
Oh, my God. While y'all playing, she probably be on Rachel Ray taking pictures of her food off her site, talking about this is what she done made for dinner.
Damn thing.
Damn well, she only know how to boil chicken and fry rice.
It's going to be a soup. It's going to be wrong. She's going to take off points because I spelled the shit wrong. They didn't
damn,
get that.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
not
my
even.
God, we got to pause
not
for a
even.
Commercial break, y'all. On that hold that whole thought for 1 second, please, guys.
Okay.
That was a long-ass drum roll, wasn't it? I didn't really have nothing to say. I just wanted to put the drum roll in it. I'm just kidding. Hold on, y'all. Hold that thought. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to Loudmouth Radio. If you have a small business, you want to push your business out, contact the Loudmouth Media Office at 706-363-3895 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday. Connect with us. We'll help you get your business pushed out. We have a great opportunity for your business to be advertised while on our broadcast, as well as being fed into our social media mix. And we're offering great opportunities for you to have on remote broadcasts at your location. So contact us today. Look us up online. Google Loudmouth Radio. You'll see our full lineup each and every week. You'll be able to archive all our shows. Put your business up ahead. Let Loudmouth empower, inspire, and entertain you. We want to thank all of our sponsors, Fletcher & Sons Auto 2 Repair of Jonesboro, Georgia, Digimo Printing of Starbridge, Georgia, AtlantaCarFinders.com, and also shouts out to Frank Skies. Don't forget, if you have a birthday this weekend, don't wait. I'm sure this is going to go fast. 10 opportunities for somebody that has a birthday to get a VIP section, champagne, and their guest list at Frank Skies. Make sure you email Janet at FrankSkies.com. All right, y'all, we got Sue Rice and my special correspondent, Julie Osborne of Julie Osborne Entertainment, Jay Ward, sweet baby Lakeeta Cromer's on the line. And we got a faithful listener, True Photography, out of Canton, Georgia, where no phone lines don't work after 10, so you better hurry up and listen. Okay. And we're talking about stage fright. So if you guys just came into the show, don't fret. You can actually hear the broadcast after 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The download will be available. So everybody that's on air, tell people how they can connect with you. Jules, go first with it.
How did you connect with me? Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I was Facebooking at that moment, but you can hit me up on Facebook. That's julie.osborne07. That's how you can find me. You can also see me on Thursday nights. Just starting tomorrow, we have a comedy competition at my sister's room starting at 9 p.m. So if you want to sign up to win a cash prize of $500, please see me tomorrow night at MSR. Hit me up on Facebook. I also have a comedy show once a month at my sister's room this month in June. It will be on the 29th, Saturday
nice.
The 29th.
Awesome. Are you on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not on Twitter, but also I am hosting a segment on June, I believe, the 15th at the Big Gay Gang Show. I'll be hosting Minute to Win It. So there's several places you can catch me. Just
awesome.
Hit me up on Facebook.
Awesome. And then Sweet Baby Keita, she done slid out, but you can look her up, Sweet Baby Keita Lakeeta Cromer on Facebook. I already know where she is. Jay, you on the line with us, babe?
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
I'm here.
Yeah.
Jay,
oh,
tell
shit,
us how to find you, honey.
All right, my Twitter is at Jay Ward Comedy. It's JayWard Comedy. I do a room on Thursdays also. My sister's room is awesome. I wish I could make it out all the time. It's a great room. But I run a room called Sweetwater Bar and Grill in Duluth on Thursday nights at 8:30. And we have headliners every week. We got Reuben Warren this week. And we got Rob Hayes and Marcus Harvey coming up, so it's a good week. I do kids' birthday parties. I'll plug that. It's J-Ward ENT. It's in jwardentertainment.com. So I do magic shows and balloon animals, so feel free to hire me. And this is about it. I got a video. Like I talk about my video that got over 50,000 views in 3 days. It's slowed down, but it's called Epic Win, Hot Chick Heckler Makes Out with Fat Comedian. So check that out on YouTube.
Awesome.
That's about all.
Thank you, Jay. Sue, you there with us, baby? She's still taking a nap.
No, I'm not taking a nap.
Okay,
yeah,
Sue.
Sure.
Tell them how to connect with you, babe. And tell them, please share your project, too.
Okay, they could just hit me up on Facebook right now. I'm getting ready to. I got a Twitter account. I don't even know what it is yet. They can just hit up Sue Ryerson. I don't even bother. I'm going to have somebody do it for me. Sue Ryerson on Facebook. And I'm just finishing editing on my documentary about bipolar disorder. Should be done within the week.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Very
so.
Cool.
Awesome. And our very own Jazzy Jones that has our Tuesday night show, The Bare Truth. She's a part of that project. Sue, congratulations.
Yeah.
I was there attending some of these shoots, and, man, they getting it in. So congratulations on that project. Keep us posted. Awesome. Who else we got on the line here with us?
True Photography.
Our faithful can't yet, because you got about 5 more minutes of listening power. Tell people how they can connect with you. You know, they start clipping the lines at 10:05. I just want you to know. They be like, y'all using too much bandwidth, so they start seizing back.
Yeah, come on for the camera power right now.
So how can we connect with you, babe?
Okay, well, they can reach me at my website. It's True Photography, True Spell, TRU06.wix.com/True Photography. To you, I do parties, weddings, events, whatever you got. I can come, and I come to you, and I can print on site also. So if you need anything, give me a call or email me. Just go to the website, and you can reach me anytime.
Awesome. She don't put her soundbite in. That website was a little bit extremely lean. I thought that was like, wait a minute, can she keep going? So make sure you put that on.
Hey, my website free, so I had to add the extra stuff in there.
I know that's right. Get it in, baby. Make it count. Make sure you guys tweet at Loudmouth and put your handle on there with the hashtag in the studio, so we make sure that we're indicated you guys are on the show, so people can tune in and hear on air this fantastic show. If they missed the live broadcast, they can listen to it on demand, and share it with your friends. Let people be able to hear you on Loudmouth Radio. We're doing some great things, and tonight we talked about stage fright. Awesome show. People really were transparent about their experiences, and I'm sure that what you guys have shared tonight would be helpful to somebody else. So as we're wrapping up, I just want to tell you guys thank you so much for tuning in and talking and coming on the line. I really loved it, you know. I really did.
Yes. Thank you for inviting me to call in.
Cool.
Yes, honey, appreciate
you. You're getting on.
Sound like somebody else got cut off over there, so where y'all at?
Okay.
Yeah,
you got a request to say, you know, your famous Tony piece. You want to drop that on us?
What? Oh, no. Come on. It doesn't work over the phone.
It doesn't work over the phone. So there you go. One of our listeners is trying to have, is tweeting and asking for stuff. Hey, you got stalkers, too. You got to give them some glorification. You know what I'm saying?
Tony fucking Tony. Hey, what are you doing, eh? Tony fucking Tony.
I love
it comes
it when
so naturally
doing.
To me.
Oh, man, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a freaking movie. I love it. So, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And we are broadcasting each and every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Loudmouth Radio. Coming soon, make sure you tune in. We'll have Sounds Underground with another one of our hosts. Sadiqua Blue will be joining the team. We're excited for that to go down. And just continue to follow us. Continue to follow us at loudmouth.com, which is our blog site. We post, we put comments. You guys can go on there, post and say things that you'd like to have go on the show. Email us at loudmouthmedia@gmail.com. Don't forget to put two D's in loudmouth. We want to make sure we also extend a big thank you to our media partners. These guys are very important to us. And I just want to thank all of you guys calling in and tuning in. Jules, we'll get at it again next week. 8 p.m. Wednesday night in the studio with Sonny, special correspondent Julie Osborne of Julie Osborne Entertainment. And we want to tell everybody thank you tonight for tuning in. Y'all have a great night.
Good job, Sonny.
Thank you. All right, Sonny. It's nice talking to you, but I got to put my little one to bed.